This is a Strange Assembly audio review. I'm Chris Stevenson, and with me is Jay Earl.
Hello.
We're here today to talk about the upcoming AEG game Nightfall. Nightfall is a deck-building game. It is published and distributed by Alderac Entertainment Group, and it is designed by David Gregg. It was originally, I think, an independent design by David that was picked up and enhanced with AEG's help. The box comes with, 312-ish cards, something over 300 cards. Most of those are order cards, which are the cards that make up your deck. There are also wound cards that go in your deck and make you lose. And then there are the cards that you use to draft out which cards you're going to play with. It is a game in the deck-building genre, but I think you'd agree, Jay, that it does not play even remotely like the other deck-building games that are on the market.
Not really, no. I mean, only insofar as you are building your deck, it really feels like a very different beast from those others like Dominion or... of course, blanking on other names.
Thunderstone.
Thank you. Thunderstone.
Yes, those are the two big ones so far. Dominion by Rio Grande and Thunderstone also by AEG. The theme of Nightfall is that Eternal Night has come upon the Earth. The monsters are out in force and they're taking over. In this set, you primarily have vampires and werewolves and hunters. Although, I have to say that beyond the art and the card titles, I don't think that the theme has much of a relationship to the mechanics of the game.
It does insofar as your big attacker is probably a werewolf. I noticed most of the card draw were hunters. It wasn't like, oh, this is a hunter, so they do X. It was, again, that was sort of matching the theme.
But I think, and talking about how the Nightfall game works, it's best to work your way backwards in the turn. The last thing you do in your turn is buying a card. Each card has an influence cost. You start the turn with 2 influence. Every card that you have left in your hand near the end of your turn, you can discard for an additional influence, and you can buy whatever you want. You can only buy exactly one thing. There's no figuring out exactly how many gold or coins that any particular card is worth. And there is that built-in 2 influence to kind of keep you adding and buying new things into your deck, even when you're using your hand to do other things.
Right. I mean, I think the fact that pretty much everything, a lot of the cards cost 2 or 3, so even if you play all of your hand or most of your hand, you're still able to buy a card each turn.
Yeah, and it lets you do something with those wounds that clog up your deck.
Right.
Then going a little bit earlier in the turn is the core of the game, which is the chain phase. I think when I was talking earlier about what David Gregg had originally been designing, it was a project, I think he called it Chain Master, and it was expanded out to be what Nightfall is today. But the chain concept is the heart of the game. It, I think, really works to keep everyone constantly involved in every turn, so you've really gotten past the problem that some of the deck building games have of when you're doing stuff on your turn, you're doing a bunch of things in a row and everybody else can just kind of ignore that.
Right. I mean, there have been games of Dominion where it's like, okay, I'm done with my turn, everybody else is taking a while, I'm gonna go get a snack, I'll be back before it's my turn again.
Yeah, but in Nightfall, you start off on your turn, you get to play one of your order cards. Every card in your deck that isn't a wound is an order card. And each of those cards has three little moons up in the top left-hand corner. It's got one big moon, and it's got two little moons. Well, most of them are.
Right, your starters are...
The starter cards only have two moons. When you play a card, you then can chain off of your card, but the big moon on your new card has to match one of those little moons on the old card. So they chain together, and then when you run out of cards to chain or choose not to chain, then the player to your left gets to build on the chain, and then the player to his left gets to build on the chain, and then and so on until everyone has had a chance to build on the chain. And then you go down, it's first in, last out, or last in, first out, I guess is the better way of saying it. And so the last card that they put on there then resolves. Most of the cards have a chain effect, and that just happens when you play them off the chain. Some of them have a kicker, which gives an enhanced effect if you've not only chained, but you've chained your card back to a particular color of card. Action cards happen and then go to your discard pile. Minion cards go into play. Those are the two different kinds of orders, and then you just go on through back down to the original player. Do I leave anything out there, Jay?
No, it sounds complete.
And then going further back into the turn, what happens once your minions are in play, if the very first thing that you do in your turn is combat, all of your minions who are in play have to attack other players. There are not going to be any stalemates. There isn't going to be any stagnation. You can't just sit back on your guys. It's attack, attack, attack. And each minion has some health. They have some power. If your opponent has guys to block with, then they block, and everybody's minions die. If they don't block, then they take damage. When players take damages, they get wounds in their deck. And after your attack, all of your guys die. So it's, you just don't have the opportunity to build a bunch of guys up on your board. And you really need the guys to die, because then they go back into your deck. Otherwise, you'd quickly thin all the minions out of your deck because they built up on the board.
Right. And you could get into the classic deck building game problem of, I've got just enough cards left on my deck that I'm playing the same turn over and over again. I actually like that there are very few ways to get rid of cards, purge them out of your deck, other than the starting cards, such that you don't have that problem. I mean, I think every other deck building game I've played in, there's some combo you can pull off that if you can pull it off, you can end up doing that. If you have so much card draw and card filter and removing from the game that each turn is more or less the same, where you just play your entire deck each turn.
You're definitely not going to do that with Nightfall. I don't think the game of Nightfall lasts long enough to have your deck get to that size. We played all of our games with four players. I think 3 to 4 players looks like it would be the sweet spot for this, although it can be played with 2 or 5. 5 would probably be okay, though it's starting to get a little bit more. You start to run out of cards between players' turns. With 2 players, I think that you would run into problems where if you just beat the other player up really quickly, their deck gets clogged full of wounds.
And also just that it becomes a lot harder to play cards.
To chain anything.
Yeah, to chain anything, to chain more than 2 or 3 deep.
But as far as thinning your deck out goes, the starter deck cards automatically thin your deck out. So while you don't have a long-term... You know, your deck just gets full of a series of cards that are just more cards and more cards and playing the same thing over and over. You do relatively quickly get into a situation where most of the cards that you have in your hand and that you are using each turn are these cards that you have added into your deck and are not just the cards that you started with. You're not spending the first 6 or 7 turns of the game where most of your hand is still coppers or estates.
Right. I like that too. I mean, as you said, the game is faster than those other games, part of that is because it is jumping out those first few turns where all you've got is coppers.
Now, I do think that it might take a little bit longer to get entirely comfortable with the game, the way that the chaining mechanic works and how you want to have this color moon combined with that color means that, at least for me, I couldn't just sit down, look at the array of cards once and say, okay, this card is the best. I want to get this card. I had to think about what cards do I already have in my deck? How do they chain with these cards? How do they chain with the cards that the player to my right has bought a lot of?
Right. I mean, it was like midway through the first game before I fully got it that I had not been paying enough attention to that. So I was really only playing one or two cards because I would play, okay, this is the card I start with. I can play this card off of that, and then I can't play any of the others off of that one. I'd have no chaining going. So in the second game that we played, I was much more cognizant of that, and I was able to play out my hand most of the time because I was paying attention to the chain. So I think that is one of the things that you have to play with and figure out how the chain works.
Yeah, and of course we have still left out a couple of important things about how the game works. The end of your turn, if you have less than five cards in your hand, you draw up to five. It is technically possible to end your turn with more cards than that, and you could just sit there with a bunch of cards in your hand. Once per turn, after you've drawn up to five, you can dump all of the wounds out of your hand and then draw twice that many cards. So to some extent, you can mitigate having some number of wounds early on.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually kind of nice to have just like two or three wounds early on, because you'll often get a wound and now you've got a six card hand instead of a five. But once you get past that, you do get into the problem of you get wounds, you discard, you get more wounds, so now they're worthless.
Yeah, and you discard the wounds first and then you draw the cards. So if you have a very small deck, you can discard the wounds, and then in order to draw the cards, you have to shuffle those wounds back in. I think out of everything, that was the one thing that felt a little vexing. And it's not like there's any way you could fix it, as I discard my wounds, and then because the wounds are all I have left in my deck, I have to just draw the exact same wounds again.
Right.
There's also then the start of the game. Oh, and I guess we should say the game ends when all of the wounds are gone. There are 10 wounds in the wound pile per player. Whoever has the fewest wounds in their deck at the end of the game wins. They're like anti-victory points. But the other thing that sets Nightfall apart a lot from other deck-building games, beyond just the very combat, aggressive, focused nature of the game, is the setup. This is not the usual, okay, here are 8 cards, 10 cards, 12 cards, or stacks of cards out in a pile in the middle of the table, and everybody can just get whatever they want. There's a drafting mechanic at the start of the game where you take, say, there are 4 players, you take 4 cards, and out of those 4 cards, you get to pick a card, and that card is yours. It is a stack that's out there to be bought in the game, but you're the only player who can buy those cards. And then you pass the rest of the cards to the player to your left, you get the pass from the player to your right, and now you're looking at 3 cards, and you again pick one of those cards. It is a second card that only you can buy. Then you pass the next 2 cards on, and you choose one more card, and that card
everyone can buy.
Everyone can buy, but you get to choose. So what I often did, and I don't know what you were doing with that third card, was I really wanted to look at, okay, what are the really good cards, hopefully, that I got with my first 2 picks for my private archive? What out of these other cards is something that combos well, that chains well off of the cards that I've got in my private archives? And then you fill out the commons or the cards that everybody can use, and then you fill the rest of those out randomly. Exactly how many random ones there will depend on how many players you're using or players you're playing with.
Right. I think that is a hugely interesting strategic move. I mean, just because each player has their own different card pool while sharing a certain amount. I mean, I'm playing a very different game from you. I mean, my first game, I had in my private stack a card that does damage to everybody. And so that was a very different game than the second game, where my private stack included a guy that made everything cheaper.
Yeah, just having exclusive access to certain effects can be helpful. And there definitely did still seem to be some cards that were just better than other cards.
Yeah.
I think. Now, what did you think about the materials of the game? I mean, the cards seemed like they were a solid quality. I like the fact that the draft cards, which are kind of the randomizers of Nightfall, have a slightly different back. I mean, it's not that different, but it's different enough that you can immediately tell that they should not be in your deck.
Right. You don't accidentally shuffle them in with the rest. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was we were playing with the demo version, so I can't make a complete judgment on what the retail package looks like, but I thought the demo version, I mean, it was good quality cards. Everything looked pretty nice. I mean, I'm definitely thinking about purchasing one when it gets released.
Strange Assembly did receive a review copy of Nightfall. I guess this will serve as our disclaimer that, you know, note that we received promotional consideration in the form of a review copy. There's your warning. The cards are the same. The rule book is the same, but the packaging that we got is about half the size, and so it holds all of these cards, but it doesn't actually hold the rule book. The real game will. We also can't comment on what the dividers look like. There are dividers for Nightfall, like there are now for Thunderstone, to help you sort your box. They have the same kind of box that Thunderstone has, where you'll be able to put later expansions easily into the same box. We didn't get that. We know what that is, how that works basically from Thunderstone. It works very well in Thunderstone. I don't know why it wouldn't work very well in Nightfall. I mentioned the rule book. The rule book seems very good. It was very straightforward. We didn't really have any confusion come up. Anytime we weren't sure exactly what the resolution was, we were immediately able to go into the rule book and quickly find out exactly what it was that we needed to do. We didn't have to have any rules discussions or rules arguments, which was very nice.
Right.
The one thing, now, we've only played with this a little bit, but the cards are very, very black, especially the wound cards. The backs are all black. They have black borders on the front. The wound cards are almost all black on the front. If you are the sort of person who would consider sleeving up a deck building game, I'd probably do that with Nightfall, just because black, in experience from other card games, does tend to show nicks and dings a little bit more. So you might want to think about that. Or I don't know what you think of bothering to put sleeves on deck building games, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're going to be shuffling it a lot. It's better to get the wear and tear on the sleeves than the cards.
Yeah, art-wise, I rather liked the art. I personally am more of a fan of the vampire milieu than the werewolf milieu, so unsurprisingly, I tend to like the vampire art, especially good old Charlotte Reyes, the card draw girl from the starter deck. But, you know, you've got a lot of nice action shots of werewolves and hunters on the various action cards. It all seemed very thematic. I don't remember seeing any art that I looked at and went, oh god, what's that doing in here, which can come up any time that you've got an initial launch of a product and you have concerns about how much you can afford to pay the artists, and maybe the quality doesn't all end up that great. I didn't see anything that was a problem like that in Nightfall.
Right, I mean, there wasn't, even without going into quality, there wasn't anything that was just stylistically or thematically a sore thumb from everything else. I mean, even at high quality, you can have that. I mean, there's certainly Five Rings cards we have that it's certainly a nice piece of art, but it's so different from all the rest of these that it looks kind of off. I mean, there wasn't really anything like that in here.
So I think that all of us had fun playing Nightfall. I think it's certainly something that we plan to play again.
Yes.
I think it's definitely something that, although Trevor was not involved in this playtesting session, and he's our player who's a big opponent of deck-building games, I think that it completely solves all of his issues with deck-building games. With that said, if what attracts you to deck-building games is that you just get to sit there and fiddle with your deck, which is certainly, I mean, it's something that I enjoy doing. I mean, I enjoy playing Dominion, but this is a very different feel from that. So if you are not interested in a game that involves lots of, you know, hostile player interaction, this is probably not the sort of game you're going to jump for. But other than that, I think it's something that's worth checking out.
I definitely felt like in Dominion, you have the point in the game where you're like, okay, that guy's winning, I'm done with the game. Whereas in this, you have the point where it's like, okay, that guy's starting to take the lead, let's all dogpile him. So you never have the, okay, it's over, but we got to keep going until it's officially over.
Yeah, and you can actually interact with other players without just gumming things up. That's one of the hazards, right, I think, of trying to add player interaction into some of the inherently designed to be less interactive games, is that when there is interaction, it tends to be in the form of just slowing everything down by everybody discards cards out of their hand, or even worse, everybody just puts their worst cards on top of their deck, so their next hand is even slow.
Come up the works.
The way the wound mechanics works, I mean, you are to some extent gumming things up, but the wounds kind of have a built-in way of not making that too much of a hazard, at least at first.
Right. Well, and also just going towards victory is gumming up the works. I mean, that's the wrong way to phrase that. But I mean, in the other games, to do the interaction, you're slowing the game down, whereas here, you're actually bringing the game to an end by hurting the other player.
Okay. Any final thoughts?
No, I think we've said enough.
All right. This has been a Strange Assembly audio review. We hoped you liked it. If you did, you can visit us at strangeassembly.com. You can follow through to our forums. You can subscribe to our RSS feed. If you want to know when we've updated the blog on the main page, you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. You can also email me and Jay at chris@strangeassembly.com or jay@strangeassembly.com, depending on who it was you wanted to get a hold of.
So trevor@strangeassembly.com. Send your hate mail there.
Because he had nothing to do with this, so that's actually a very good place to send your hate mail. Well, for Jay Earl, I'm Chris Stevenson. This is Strange Assembly.